Life is either a daring adventure or nothing. Helen Keller.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Welcome to the show. I'm Samantha Lee Wright, your host. And this week we have a special guest, Dr. Eric Zielinski, who you may remember from a few years ago. He was on the show as a guest on the podcast to share with us about the Essential Oil Summit he was hosting. Now, this was a few years ago, and it was one of the most successful ever online events focused around essential oil education, and it was called the Essential Oils Revolution Summit. So Eric and I, we always chat often, and we kind of joke about how we often get mixed up and confused with each other. I'm the Essential Oil Revolution podcast, and he's the Essential Oils Revolution Summit. Eric Z, who you'll be hearing from in just a moment, is here today to share with us about his brand new book that just launched today. It's called The Essential Oils Diet, and it is phenomenal. I've been tearing through this book. It's amazing. It has so much amazing information about not just essential oils, not just about like weight loss or dieting, but just an overall lifestyle overhaul, incorporating the power of nature, whole foods, easy, approachable rules to live by that are practical, not fad-based, just so much great stuff going on in this book. So for time's sake, we're going to skip our DIY dugout and my favorite oil this week and just get straight to Dr. Eric Z with the Essential Oils Diet.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Well, I'm super excited to be here with Dr. Eric Zielinski, the author of the national bestseller, The Healing Power of Essential Oils, and co-author of The Essential Oils Diet. Along with his wife, Sabrina Ann, who we recently had on the show here, he has pioneered natural living and biblical health education since 2003. You're trained as an aromatherapist, public health researcher, chiropractor. I mean, you're just all over the place, Dr. Z. You've done summits. You are really just on the cutting edge of not just essential oil education, but really so many health-related fields as well. It's such an honor to have you here with us today. How are you?
I am blessed, more than honored, to be on the show. I love you. I mean, you know, it was really cool when we chatted a couple weeks ago. It was awesome. We like talked for like an hour.
You like changed the trajectory of my life. Like every time we talk, I feel like.
Oh, you know, I just, you know, Sam, I'm just blessed. You know, you're about the, I hope I'm not saying anything wrong, but you have your summit. Have you talked about your summit yet?
No, I haven't really talked about my
summit.
We'll
edit this
yet.
Out if you don't want it, but.
No, we can go there. Yeah.
Yeah. I've done 3 summits. I kind of feel like a big brother to you in a sense. Like I've just been around just in an area, like I've done this already a couple times. I've done that. I've done the book thing. I've done this. And when we talk, I'm like, oh yeah, I was there. Let me help you. You know? So yeah. I love what you're doing. And I've seen your podcast just explode and your online tribe and community. And I really do. I'm really proud of you. I mean, just in a good way, just in the best way possible. I'm really proud of what you're doing. And I'm grateful to be here and to share with your community. I just have just my heart really right now is I got like flutters of just love and appreciation. And I know Sabrina feels the same way.
Well, let's talk about your book that just launched today. Right? Woo-woo. Woo-woo. So tell us kind of what inspired you to write the Essential Oils Diet.
All right. It was 100% not part of my 5-year plan. I mean, straight up. I can't even tell you. None of what I've done has been part of my plan at all. Like, and that's something that I really think is because a lot of your community are distributors, right?
Yeah, a lot. So yeah. A lot of our listeners are Young Living distributors. A lot of them are just oil users, but we've also got doTERRA listeners or people who don't even know who Young Living or doTERRA are. So yeah, we're all over the place.
Well, let me give you just a business tip, guys and gals. You know, there's a verse in the Bible that says a person's mind plans their ways, but the Lord directs their steps. Like I am not supposed to be doing this. Like I did not quit my cushy corporate job 10 years ago to become a chiropractor. I invested $300,000 in 5.5 years of my life to become a chiropractor because I wanted to work with people. I wanted to, you know, lay hands on them and adjust them and pray for them. And we had like a community center all geared out. We had it all planned out, the everything, the marketing plan, the floor plan. And then I got into school and I fell in love with research and God shifted my mindset slightly. I started writing and I started doing things with oils. And next thing you know, I did the summit and I was like, boom. And like, wow, this is crazy, right? 165,000 people attended this online event. And I had to shift like financially, business-wise. And so over a course of a couple of years, I lived out and I wrote the book, The Healing Power of Essential Oils, that has, since it published March 2018, has been the number one book on Amazon in aromatherapy and around the world. It's now going to be in 6 languages. It's like being sold internationally. It just exploded. And my publisher, of course, they're publishers, they're in the business of selling books. They're like, okay, what's next? Like right after, Sabrina calls them Irish twins, right? Right after the book publishes, they're like, okay, what's next?
Right. You
know? I was like, let me breathe. And I remember being at convention last year. I was signing books and I met a lot of people. I was at the AromaShare event. That was wonderful. By the way, if you were there, thank you. When I spoke at the AromaShare event last year, just the heart of appreciation, everyone. And it was a packed house and I was speaking, signing books and kissing babies, hugging people and stuff. And I remember just the resounding feedback we got about the book. And they're like, we want more. And people said, well, when's the next book coming out? And I'm like, I just wrote a book. It's like telling someone, seriously, it's like you just had a baby. Oh, yeah. When's the next baby
when's
coming?
When's the next baby coming? Exactly.
Give me a minute. So we had Irish twins. I mean, the book was birthed or conceived a year ago, almost to the day. And here we go.
Yeah.
So the reason why we came up with this book, the new one, was I went back to my publisher, went back to my agent, my team, and we started doing data mining. I'm like, okay, we got the essential oil thing down. People can learn how to use essential oils, right? We got the dilutions and a bunch of recipes, and it's really generic in regards to health. It wasn't like a niche topic book, like autoimmunity or cancer. And I'm like, what's the number one thing we need to help people with? Like, what's the number one pain point? Like, that's another thing, a little pro hack for people that are sales reps or distributors. Like, when you're trying to communicate the power of essential oils, you have to reach people in their language. Like, what's the pain point that's going to motivate them? And it could be wanting to be able to get on their hands and knees and play with their grandkids again. Like, maybe they can't do that. Maybe it's the fact that they've gained 20 pounds or whatever, right? We found the common denominator was weight. And it's kind of obvious, but it kind of isn't, because 1 in 2 people are on track to getting cancer right now, and autoimmunity is on the rise and diabetes is rampant. And I'm like, wait, really? And so I really started diving into weight gain and obesity, and it is arguable the number one cause linked to all the diseases that we're battling at a chronic rate right now. Mm-hmm. And we know, because of the inflammatory response in the body, what obesity and weight gain has done. And even low level weight gain, like 10, 15 pounds, what that does over the course of a life, right? It's not just, oh, I'm obese. It's, you know, yeah, I'm like me in our podcast. I talk about my fat pants story. Yeah, I gain a couple pounds, but man, I got this abdominal thing. I got this tire on my belly, right? What does that mean to my health? And so we decided to really hit this fad diet beehive with a bat and be like, okay, let's get back to the truth of how to reach an ideal weight. So some people need to gain weight. Most people need to lose weight. And how do essential oils fit in that mix? So that was kind of the birth of it. And it's flying off the shelves like instantly. It was like, whoa, just like the first book. And I was like, I'm so grateful. But my heart goes out to all the people that are going from fad diet to fad diet to fad diet.
Oh, I know. Like, I know you're hugely against those fad diets, like keto, especially, which I'd love to get into.
Because they're made to be broken.
Right.
By design. They're made with cheat days. They've been developed under the false logic that quantity is more important than quality. Meaning this, the amount, the number, the percentage of carbs, calories, fats, calories on proteins. It's like when you're fixated on a number, you have a quantitative approach and you forget quality. So then you start to make exceptions, like having processed, conventionally engineered literally meat and foods that are just sprayed ridiculously with just horrible pesticides. And you start to compromise on the stuff that really matters. And so what we found was people need food freedom again. Like, where on God's green earth, how is it possible that apples are bad for you now? I mean, that's one of the most nonsensical thoughts to have. I mean, people are freaked out. They don't eat watermelon anymore. They don't eat grapes anymore. Like, the foods our ancestors lived on since the beginning of time. Like, when did that happen? Right? People aren't consuming wheat anymore. Acorn wheat, the good stuff. Why? Jesus did. My great-great-grandparents did. And so we're trying to explain that to people, and we're trying to help give just an awareness that it is all about quality. And if you focus on quality and, you know, preaching to the choir, this is the same concept of getting junk essential oils at big box stores versus getting them from the real deal, y'all. This is the difference. So yeah, you could get junk essential oils that are filled with synthetic ingredients, or they're mixed with carrier oils. God knows what's in this stuff. Or you can get the real deal. That's what's happened in the food industry too.
Right. It's so important to understand that distinction. And I agree. Like when I'm thinking about, yeah, maybe I should change my diet or lose weight, you know, instantly people start throwing all these things at you. Oh, have you tried keto? Oh, have you tried Whole30? Have you tried paleo? All these things. And it's like, I don't know. Like, I just want to eat better food. Can it be that simple?
It is. It's a lifestyle approach. And so the name of the book, The Essential Oils Diet, is a very literal translation meaning of the word diet. It's just a collection of foods that you eat. It could have easily been called The Essential Oils Lifestyle. Mm-hmm. It really could have. Mm-hmm. And that's what it is. Like, it is a lifestyle approach that includes emotional detoxification, how to use essential oils to get yourself into a better mindset, to eat better, but to exercise and to live a healthier life. And of course, you know, how to use oils to balance blood sugar and help with sugar cravings and things. But what about what we do with technology? What about what EMFs are doing to us and microwaves? And we kind of talk about all sorts of different things. These are the factors that have affected our metabolic ability to have balanced weight. That's the bottom line.
Right.
If y'all are kind of science geeks, you'll appreciate this. For those of you who aren't, just bear with me for just a second. The thing that we need to be cautious of is, what are we doing to the body? What are we triggering the body to do? Anything we think, anything we put on our skin, anything we consume, whether we eat or drink, has a direct effect on the body, right? I think that's obvious, but to what depth? And so when you see the negative ramifications of eating a certain way, of putting certain skincare or makeup on your skin, what can happen on a negative aspect, the results are profound. And when it comes to inflammation, when it comes to toxicity, when it comes to metabolic burden and overload, the number one cause of that is toxic overload, toxicity. Our body perceives toxins, whether it's parabens in body care, whether it's glyphosate in your food or whatever, again, or they are synthetic ingredients in your essential oils. The body views these toxins as a threat in the same way that the body views viruses, bacteria, and fungi. So what happens is, and this is the true meaning of a metabolic burden, what happens is when the body is infiltrated with toxins, which, by the way, include toxic thoughts, self-hatred, depression, loathing, suicidal thoughts, all of which I dealt with, because those trigger hormones, literal physical particles. Gotta think about that. We gotta love ourselves, y'all. That's another topic we talk a lot about in the book. So when we have toxins circulating throughout our body, the metabolism becomes monopolized. And instead of burning excess fat, instead of balancing blood sugar, instead of keeping us healthy and having a robust immune system, the metabolism just kind of gets stuck in this fight or flight, I need to survive mode. And the problem is we get stuck. That sympathetic response, again, fight or flight, you're constantly stressed, you're constantly inflamed. The body then becomes essentially prepared for starvation. This is a God-given evolutionary design module to help us in our body to stay alive in case we can't eat for 2, 3, 4, 5 days. Stress, anxiety, sympathetic. The opposite is this rest and digest parasympathetic experience where, yeah, things are good, you know, lime, grapefruit, orange, lemon, essential oils. These oils help us feel that way. They produce dopamine, serotonin, endorphins. And guess what happens because of that? The body starts burning fat. It's proven by science. Inhaling citrus oils, especially lime and grapefruit, will trigger lipolysis, the breakdown of fat. Why? Because you're happy. Your body isn't in fight or flight. Your body isn't like, oh my gosh, we might starve. We are something going on here. And so when you're in this constant stressed fight or flight sympathetic state, the body is going to reserve the fat stores for a rainy day. And that's just God's design, which, thank God, because if you don't eat food for a week, you need to have the fat stores there. So we're trying to reverse that. We're trying to hack into the natural power of essential oils and certain food compounds that come in our foods that God gave us to stop that. But it really is food freedom again, when you think of it, just the bottom line, lower toxins, increase things that are not toxins. It's that simple, whether it's your cleaning products, whether it's what your aerosols in the air, whether you're diffusing essential oils, it really makes your decisions simple now.
I'm back with Dr. Eric Zielinski talking about his new book, The Essential Oils Diet. Eric, I want to get straight into talking about bioactive rich foods and how are they related to essential oils?
So it kind of boggles my mind still that we were not, as a health culture, talking about bioactive compounds. We all know them. We've all referred to them by their individual names, but as a clump, as a grouping, that hasn't been known yet. And more research is being done on what they are. And simply, they are plant-based chemicals that have an immune-boosting, antioxidant-rich ability that modulates and helps regulate the metabolism. And we know them as polyphenols, as carotenoids, as essential oils, and as fiber. So research has shown that a diet replete in these bioactive compounds will cause suboptimal health. Like, that's an actual quote, suboptimal health. Like, you have nutrients that are essential to life. These are the carbs, the fats, the proteins. You need vitamins and minerals or you're going to die. We know that. And if you don't consume the amount that you need, by the way, which is very different day to day, depending on your activity level, depending on your stress level, depending on how much you sleep, depending on whatever, your recommended daily value of all these different macronutrients vary. But these are essential nutrients and you can't live without them. Like, you will die. But you don't need essential oils to live. Like, you don't need antioxidants to be alive. And that's where researchers are saying, look, let's kind of get back to quantity versus quality again. Again, we talked about that before the break. And if you consume a diet rich in bioactive compounds, a well-balanced diet that has a good balance of carbs, proteins, fats, vitamins and minerals. But if you for sure focus on the carotenoids, the polyphenols, the fiber, and the essential oil-based compounds, then you are putting yourself in a situation where your metabolism and your immune system and the body will be cranking on all gears. And that puts things in a perspective for a lot of people, because that flies in the face of the fad diets out there, the ketogenic diets, the carnivore diets, the whatever, the Weight Watchers. It is antithetical to everything that they're teaching, in that it's all about the macro. It's all about the carbs. It's all about the fats. No. Not at all. It's really all about the, quote, non-essentials, which is why I was so excited to get the opportunity to talk with you and your community, because y'all listening, you already drank the proverbial healthy Kool-Aid, right? You already drank the Kool-Aid on oils. You get the oil thing. I don't have to sell you on using essential oils, but oils are bioactive compounds, y'all. And we're trying to teach you how to consume them in the right way and how to put them in your foods the right way. But just know that, yes, you can live. And I always say that essential oils are neither essential, neither are they oils. You know, it's kind of funny, but I can think of nothing more essential, right? I can think of nothing more essential than having essential oils in my life, because they enhance the life on every level. And you know that. I know that. That's why you're listening to this podcast. But it's more than just mood boosting. It's more than just, oh, it helped me get off my pain meds. I mean, I'm talking every aspect of your health. And so it's like, really? Wow. And most of these bioactive compounds you find in plants.
Right. Well, paint us a picture. You know, when you say, I want to help people incorporate these into their food, incorporate oils into their lives, paint us a picture of what that looks like for you. Not just with essential oils, but all of those bioactive compounds and foods. Like, if you're walking in your kitchen, you're making yourself some lunch. What are those bioactive foods and how are you going to incorporate the oils? And what are you not going to put on your plate as well?
That's a good question. I can go a million ways on that one. We love to use essential oils. First, we'll talk about that. We love to use essential oils as a primary ingredient in the foods that we eat. And it's really easy. I mean, it's really easy when you look at your recipe and your recipe asks or tells you to put like a teaspoon of cinnamon, for example, a powder, cinnamon powder. And, you know, you could easily just add one drop of cinnamon bark.
Yeah. I mean, what recipe doesn't call for black pepper, right?
Exactly. Right. How simple is that on your soup or your curry? By the way, be careful with curry oil. It will overpower. But your spaghetti sauce, a drop or two of oregano. Like, we have found that culinary ordinary doses of essential oils, like a drop of lime or cilantro in your guacamole. Like, you never lived until you had like real guacamole like that, right? And so I love my every morning, and I'll answer your lunch question too, but I love my breakfast typically is my matcha green tea latte. I was on a mission to kick the coffee habit, and I found myself really, my body rejecting coffee and becoming addicted to it. And I was like, I just feel yucky. I don't feel good. I feel crashed after I drank a cup. And I'm like, I want to get another solution to this. And I love sipping. I love tea. I love things. So like I found matcha, which is also fat burning, cancer fighting, and it's very healthy in a lot of different ways. And it has a nice, nice energy bell curve to it. So you don't crash. And so I'm like, I made this latte with a little bit of coconut milk and some stevia, and it was really yummy. I'm like, well, why don't I put a drop of cinnamon? Because I love cinnamon, helps balance blood sugar, increases insulin sensitivity, by the way. And why not peppermint? That's a nice little blend. And peppermint invigorates, gives you energy and just boosts your, you know, mood and all that good stuff. So that's been like my wow, I love this kind of thing. And that's part of our recipe guide in our book as well. Like just doing things like that. If you're a coffee drinker, yeah, put a drop of cinnamon or peppermint in your coffee and see how you feel and see what you think. Like that type of mentality. But when it comes to the food items themselves, like for me, I'm really focused on nutrient dense foods, and I don't eat a lot of meat anymore. And I found myself not really craving it, not wanting it. I find everything from bowel regularity improving to just feeling more energetic and fit and fitting in my clothes better. We've kicked out dairy for the most part because it's really hard to get good quality dairy. And we know that any dairy that's pasteurized is essentially useless. We found that the more research that we've done, the more that we've found meat has been highly polluted. Even grass-fed, local, free-range chicken, for example. Like we live in Georgia, y'all, and this is chicken country. A lot of your chicken comes from our backyard, proverbial, right? Like up north in Georgia, chicken country. You would just be abhorred to see the living conditions of these chickens and what they feed the chickens and how they prep the chickens and what they feed the chickens and stuff. Like, it just freaks you out. Like you are what they eat. Same thing with your plants and your essential oils. You're getting essential oils, I hope to God, by a supplier that isn't spraying their plants, right? You better, or you're just consuming the pesticides at an extremely high level. And the same thing with foods that we eat. So we've really been focused on a lot of vegetables, a lot of fruits. We love nuts. I love healthy grains. The things that our ancestors have eaten since forever and forever ago. Like I've become a smoothie junkie because I'm busy. You're busy. We got kids, you know, like I love blending something up in a smoothie and being able to drink it and boom, I'm done. And we also enjoy our food though. We're not like always in a rush. Like we've tried to embrace more of a slower food movement where we truly eat to live. We don't live to eat anymore. And when we do eat, we try to enjoy it. And we love the taste. That's why we have our wedding cake, our literal wedding cake recipe is in our book. Like we do eat pizzas and cakes and things, but it's in a way that won't hurt you. And we figured it out. Like I banged my head against the wall, my wife had for 15 years coming up with these solutions because I'm Italian. Zelensky is misleading, but my father is Polish. My mother's Sicilian. And mom being Sicilian, we had a lot of pasta and a lot of Italian food when I grew up. And I remember converting to this healthy way of life. And I realized the dangers of conventional grains and gluten and things that if processed the wrong way can really hurt. I went grain free for a while, gluten free for a long time. And I remember mourning the pizzellis, mourning the lasagnas. I used to love fresh baked bread. Oh man. I internally cried. I'm like, I got to give this up. Well, then I met my wife who's like, we're not going to give everything up. We're going to figure out a solution here. I'm like, yeah. You know, I married up when I met Mama Z. So he went to town. She went to her Betty Crocker test kitchen and figured it out. And so through that, essential oils have just always kind of been part of the journey. You know, to enhance, to inspire. And even if it's just diffusing some cool oils, we always have diffusing in our house. Even if it's just that to keep you motivated and healthy and strong, like it's the essential oil lifestyle. It's the revolution, right? There's no harm.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I want to backtrack just a second and talk about einkorn a little bit. Because I think, you know, a lot of our listeners, as you said, are Young Living people. And if you're not, that's fine. But not a lot of Young Living customers even know about the einkorn products that Young Living creates because they're not essential oils. They're not really related related seemingly, but you know, the founder, Gary Young, he grew up as a farmer and he remembered as a kid, like walking through the wheat fields, these huge, long, beautiful amber waves of grain. And then as he grew up, those stalks turned into these short, fat, otherworldly things through hybridization and GMO. And he was like, I want to eat wheat too, like, but I don't want it to hurt me. So let's get back to those ancient grains. Let's create something like our ancestors ate that we can provide. So yeah, I want to hear your perspective on that.
You know, the thing I love about iCorn is it's pre-modern farming wheat. It's before things got messed up. It's known as man's first wheat. I mean, like, that's like the quote unquote. It's kind of cool. It's the wheat our ancestors ate. And I got to say, as a Christian, I take the Bible at a literal. I mean, it's just, if it's in the Bible, I believe in Adam and Eve. I believe in a serpent. I believe in the flood. Like, that's, I read Jesus ate wheat. I read that Jesus fed 5,000 with wheat and fish. How can that be bad? You know, just think of it. If you're a Christian, how can you justify that your Lord and Savior is feeding someone poison when you're being told by people today that grains are bad for you? Personally, I struggled with that. I really, really struggled with that. And I really, you know, I had to come to terms with what happened. And I did some research. I talked to some experts and then I prayed and kind of like common sense just flooded my heart and like, okay, hold on a second here. We know this. Bible says man's wisdom is foolishness to God. That verse has really struck with me. And I could see it no other way versus than wheat. What's happened in the wheat industry is people, us, we like certain things. And going back to my Sicilian background, we love the white, fluffy inner flesh of the wheat bread with a crusty crust, and we love putting butter on it, and it's light, it's chewy, it's gooey, you know, a lot of gluten in it. Well, our ancestors didn't eat that kind of stuff. Like, that didn't exist back then. Their bread was dense, very nutrient dense. And it's like a single grain type of mentality where it was unhybridized. It was not genetically modified. It was made, and oftentimes it was naturally sprouted too. The way that the grain processing happened back then, they didn't have silos like we have today. They didn't have pressure, vacuum, temperature controlled, humidity controlled apparatuses. Like, their wheat naturally fermented just by being stored in the silos that they had. And that also helped germinate the seeds. That also helped produce enzymes that the body could digest. The meat that, or the wheat that we consume in America, quite frankly, isn't sold around the world. Most countries won't import our wheat, y'all. Think about that. Same thing with our pork. Russia won't import our pork. Other countries won't import our meat and our fish and our grains. It's just for Americans. That's scary. There's a lot of other foods too that other countries won't.
Well, and this is where you hear those stories all the time of people who go on vacation in Europe and they eat all the bread and all the cheese and they never have any problems, and they can't do that in America.
Yeah, that's actually called the Italian, I'm glad you mentioned it, it's called the Italian paradox. So the way that God designed the wheat is very nutritious, it's very healthy, it's within balance, the body knows exactly what to do with it. And then people just wanted to capitalize on that. So you hybridize wheat together to have more excess gluten content. Now it's like out of balance and it's a little gooier, a little tastier, a little fluffier. And well, let's make this easier, right? Now let's make this easier to grow because there's a lot of weeds, rye, and other grass that we don't want to grow with the wheatgrass. So what happens is, this is a conventional standard treatment that these wheat farmers are flooding their farms with glyphosate, which is a form of Roundup, right? Roundup-based product, which is a form of Agent Orange. I mean, like, we're talking neurotoxic chemicals being flooded in conventional wheat right before the wheat goes to harvest. Why? Because it kills the grass and also causes the wheat to go to seed quicker. So you get, it's easier, it's quicker, it's simpler. And we're ingesting little micro parts per billion of glyphosate, Roundup, Agent Orange. Like, we're talking Vietnam, Agent Orange in our food. And it's okay in our country. Other countries, no. And so people have become extremely sensitive to not only gluten, because they're eating gluten in its extreme form. And you know, Sam, very similar to sensitization, right? And in the concern in the aromatherapy space is, it's always wise they teach this in aromatherapy school, to dilute with essential oils before applying, because if you apply pure essential oils on your skin, undiluted, what can happen is the concentration of the plant compounds become so great, it could cause what's known as a contact dermatitis. It's basically the body doesn't know what to do with it. It's a flood of too many chemicals. And the body's like, whoa, hold on a second here. We're talking regular basis. Like, you know, if you want to put a dab on this or a dab on that, it's not going to kill you. But if you're applying like drops and drops of essential oils on your skin all day long, you can put yourself in a situation where your body might become allergic to it. It's also called sensitization. The same thing with gluten. If you're flooding your body with too much gluten, and it's interesting because they're putting gluten as an ingredient in your bread. Look at your bread. Like, look at the ingredients of the bread. You'll see bleached or unbleached, you know, enhanced wheat and gluten. Like, why are they putting more gluten in the bread? You know, and vegans. Yeah. Blah, blah, and vegans, you know, it's seitan, Satan, and not seitan, but seitan, S-E-I-T-A-N. That's like gluten. It's like their meat substitute. Like, that's ridiculous. I've eaten that stuff. I became gluten sensitive because I was consuming way too much gluten because I was trying to be healthy. And I was like, no. So anything out of God's design. Same thing if you eat apples every day, five meals a day, you're going to get sensitive to apples. Trust me.
Right. This happened to me in pregnancy. I was like, you know, you get on certain foods and all I wanted was apples and cashew butter, apples and cashew Ooh. Butter. I ate so much that I gave myself a rash. And
really,
you know, my provider was like, you know, it's good for you. It's good stuff, but too much, Sam, just too much.
Yes. All good things in moderation.
Exactly.
So I went to Italy a couple of years ago and I was speaking at a research conference and I ate some food that I ate the dairy. I ate the wheats. I ate the breads. I felt great. I ate the meat. I had a great steak and Florence is known for their steaks. I had a great steak and I was like, wow, I feel awesome. And I started doing research on that. And you said that people, it's called the Italian paradox. People, and here's what's wild, people that are flat out celiac, like allergic to wheat, allergic to gluten, they go overseas, they eat. And we're not talking sensitive, I'm talking like anaphylactic attack.
Right.
They're fine. And reported case after case. Why? It's a completely different species. It's a completely different animal. So anyway, einkorn wheat is one of the closest things that we have to really what Jesus ate today. And it's a blessing for a lot of people. And so I really am glad that Young Living started selling it. And I was like, that's pretty cool. I mean, I'm really glad that they're on the cutting edge to help people have food freedom again, because you'll be guilty, you know. Paleo and keto and these fad diets will make you feel guilty for having a piece of bread. And it's like, man, that's not what our ancestors consisted on. And you look at the blue zones, and this is something our book is really based on the fundamental premises of the blue zones, which are the five areas of the world that have the longest life expectancies and the highest concentration of centenarians, people live to 100. They all consume grains. Like all of them, like they're plant-based. All of them are plant-based besides some occasional wild caught fish for the people like in Okinawa, Japan. But you know, there are some commonalities that will blow your mind from these people that are very, very healthy and they live very, very long. And you know, wheat's one of them.
This has been amazing. We're running out of time and I want to leave our listeners with a little bit more just quick essential oil tips that they can apply. Now, a while back, you mentioned essential oils helping with, you know, people who are on diets that really need support with cutting those bad habits or those cravings, or even just getting past those emotional roadblocks. So do you have any just quick tips to leave us with for those who want to incorporate oils into making these lifestyle shifts that are just sound amazing? And I can't wait to get my hands on your book to really read through and incorporate all of these into my life.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, one thing about oils is I found that oils will help you get over the plateau. Will get you help you over the hump. So let's say you have some excess fat in the tummy area or the back of your thighs or your arms. We have a fat burning roll-on that works really, really well. I'll give you the recipe straight from the book. You get a 10 milliliter roller bottle. Put 4 drops of lime, 3 drops of peppermint, 3 drops of grapefruit, 2 drops of cypress, 1 drop of cinnamon bark, and 1 drop of eucalyptus. And it could be either radiata or globulus, doesn't matter. And you fill the rest of the roller bottle with your favorite carrier oil, fractionated coconut or jojoba, whatever. And you apply that over your problem areas. Again, your tummy, the back of your thighs, your underarms. And what Sabrina does when she's training for her pageant, because she does Mrs. Georgia pageants and she competes and trains at that high level, she wraps herself up and you can actually apply that roll-on over your body, over the areas that you're really trying to tighten and tone. one, because research has shown these oils can help oxygenate the fat, burn fat. And there's a lot of other things that the cypress does, constrict the skin. And, you know, we already talked about cinnamon bark, balancing blood sugar, increasing insulin sensitivity. It all works in unison. These help because of the cinnamon and peppermint help with unhealthy cravings and all kinds of things, help you feel a little more full. So you're not hungry all the time, help balance those hormones. And so you apply them over those areas, but you can wrap your body in a muslin or an organic cheesecloth. And then you wrap that with saran wrap because you never want plastic and oils to touch. And you can wrap yourself at night before you go to bed. And then you open yourself up, you cut yourself up, you've been sweating all night through, and then you can have a nice shower. And she likes to have this blend too, be part of like a body scrub in the shower, and just all kinds of different things that you could do. Like, all the techniques are in the book. But this can help speed along and help. I actually knew someone that just did this, nothing else. She didn't even change her diet. And she said after a week, she lost 3 pounds. I'm like, ah. But not only that, but her pants were looser. I was like, that's pretty cool. But you know what? We know it. And this is the Essential Oils Revolution podcast. Like, it's science. It's not hocus pocus. And that kind of stuff for inflammation. Oh, here's one. Our anti-inflammation capsule. I'm telling you something. Everyone that wants to lose weight, everyone that has pain conditions, like physical pain or chronic fatigue or any mental health concerns, this is for you. Anti-inflammation capsule. You get your 00 size 00 gel. I would recommend a vegan gel cap, 1 drop of copaiba, 1 drop of orange, and 1 drop of peppermint in a gel cap. You fill up the gel cap with a little bit of olive oil or coconut oil, and then you have that. Try that twice a day for a week and see how you feel. Like, that kind of stuff. The book is filled with that kind of stuff, but also how to eat the right foods and how to do it in the right way. And we have, I don't want to go into, I know we're running out of time, but I want to stress to y'all food freedom. And that's something that I really appreciate about the essential oil movement that we're part of. And as more and more people use essential oils, more and more people are questioning other things. And that's really the crux of what we're trying to help you is, okay, what are those other things we need to question? And then we have a couple answers for you.
Love it. Well, y'all know where to look below in the show notes for a link to the essential oils diet. Thank you so much, Dr. Z. Always a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
And a big thank you to you for being a part of this revolution. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're looking for resources mentioned in today's episode or any of the recipes mentioned in today's episode, I know there were a few. We'll put those in the show notes listed out for you all. You can find those on our website, revolutionoilspodcast.com, or wherever you're listening to this podcast, just hit the show more or show notes button, and it should be listed right there below, including a link to go grab Dr. Z's new book, The Essential Oils Diet. While you're poking around in your podcast app, we would so appreciate if you left us a rating and review wherever you get your podcasts. We'll catch you here next week where we interview Heather Irvine, who is one of the lead educators at the Herbal Academy. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.